Welcome back to another episode of YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode for you on Slimesicle.
From the earth I rise, and to the earth I one day will return. What's up, mother shuckers? My name is Colonel Cornelius Cornwall, and I'm here today to introduce you to... Corn!
This is going to be a great episode. It was one of the most fun ones I have ever had researching Slimesicle, although I've heard of him, I never watched his content, and it's amazing. He brings this new style that I had never really seen before. This pace of video, it kind of stays with what you know. It kind of is has a place with the original Let's Play, but it goes beyond that to feel like a different video altogether. So let's get right into it. So Slimesicle kind of does all types of different variations of content. He does a lot of majority of Minecraft, but plays almost every game out there. And he has a style that I have never really seen before. So, Slimesicle, what he does is I'm going to focus on, there are kind of two types of videos. Now, one is kind of this short, under 15 minutes, sometimes over, but usually on the shorter side, definitely under 20 minutes, kind of a fast-paced video. Where what he'll do is he'll play like a large game, and then he'll take the best bits from that in a kind of, he'll take it and he'll mash it all into one ball of madness and humor, which I have never really seen someone do before. Because one of my big problems with YouTube is I am not the biggest like long Let's Play series type of person. Like, of course, you have, like, funny Call of Duty, funny, like, Overwatch, funny Valorant round. Yeah, I'll watch that. Funny Among Us round. Yeah, I'll watch that. Maybe you play, have some, I don't know, some cool moments in a story game, and you edit it together. Okay. But, like, the hour-long, like, oh, we're gonna complete this story game chunk after chunk after chunk, and I'm gonna post these hour videos on my channel. I honestly get a little bit tired of that. It's not my favorite way to watch. I like YouTube in a fast, snappy way that you can kind of, you know, binge videos fast, get all your content in for the day. So, like, I watch so much YouTube in a day. It's an unimaginable amount. I don't want to look. But it's that is generally dispersed. So I like it better when I can, like, watch a quick 10-minute video, maybe, like, 5 10-minute videos separately, rather than having to play and pause one-hour-long video, or, like, one 50-minute video. And I think, I don't know if that's a personal preference, I honestly find it much better, and I think you'll probably keep attention spans longer, so I would think it would be better, but I just prefer those types of videos. So what Slimesicle will do is, getting back to his content after I've said that, is he takes these games where you would have usually a long style video or just one mission, and he is able to edit it down in a way that it's almost like a highlight reel of sorts. So what he'll do is he'll show the best, the funniest, the greatest of those moments and combine them together in a quick, fast-paced editing style. Like, the different clips are, I'd say, like, at most, probably, like, 10 seconds long, maybe, like, 20 seconds. So you're really not watching one section of the game for that long. So it's, like, snap, 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 moving, moving, moving. And each kind of bit has its own humor.
Hold forward and R2 to parkour. Kids, if you're looking to learn, it's that easy. Peter Parker? More like Peter Peter free running.
So it's literally like a highlight reel. Sometimes you'll see, like, it's a cool moment. Sometimes he'll show a glitch. Sometimes he'll make a pun about something. But it's all really funny. And if, like, maybe you don't think something's funny, he immediately moves on. He doesn't give you a chance to click off, which I think is a very impactful strategy. And it also gives you a taste for some of these games without having to go through, like, the slow hardship of just sitting in front of your computer screen for, like, 2 hours, being like, oh, I could just be playing this game, but I could be, why, but I'm watching someone play this game. I think that's a distinction. The reason I think I like Let's Plays fast and edited like that is because it makes it a video. It is a difference. Obviously, there are live streams, which I think is a different breed altogether. But in a video long Let's Play, I was watching a video and then there was watching someone play a video game. Now, I think some of the longer Let's Plays tend to be watching someone play a video game where, like, when you watch the shorter ones, it's more of a video, and he does that phenomenally. All of a sudden, you have this bit, and then that bit, and then this bit, and they're all kind of, like, flashy visuals on the screen, and he does really well of, like, kind of pointing in on what he's laughing at, because a lot of them tend to do with the hilarity of the game, different bugs, or just how the NPCs are acting. And he brings your attention to them very quickly. Like, it's not hard to follow. And then he moves it away. He's able to, in his editing style, switch focus very well, which is hard to do. Because obviously, you do want to get invested in some things. But I'll get back to the idea of being invested, because he's also good at that. But he kind of gets you immersed into the feeling of what it's like playing one of these games. But then you don't have to sit through the boring parts. There's always action. There's always something going on, always something funny.
But I will bring back honor. My sword is my brush, and I'm a poet, and my arm is my sword, and my poem is my blade, and blood is my ink, and my sword is a blade. That's a fact. And now I shall restore honor.
Bruh.
Actually, screw honor. Now I'm sneaky and use all the dirty tricks in the book, including my fart bomb.
And some of it is honestly the dumbest stuff. What is he a master of doing? Is he loves puns. And it's so funny to watch, because he makes the stupidest jokes, but then somehow is able to frame it in a way where it seems like the funniest thing. And I mean, I guess I like puns too, so I don't know if I can make that generalization for everybody, but it is super, super funny the way he does it. He just picks out the smallest things, maybe that you would miss without, like, watching back a replay.
I can't look at myself every day in the mirror.
Okay.
In fact, I can't look at anyone in the mirror.
Are you?
In fact, I can't look at mirrors. Oh my God, what's on your face? What's on your face?
A pair of glasses.
Take them off. Take them off. The light is...
So are you afraid of reflection? Is that what's going on here?
I don't want to think about it, Ted.
You don't want to think about reflections?
Because then I'd have to reflect on it.
Now, the question I was asking myself the whole time while watching these is, his commentary is always, like, spot on. In the sense that, like, he'll be like, oh, thank God I finally finished the fight, and I could just go home to my nice family, and then, like, a random stray arrow will come and kill the character. So, obviously, he must, in some circumstances, come back in and record, like, the voiceover for certain bits he finds that are funny. Now, I don't know... What I'm wondering is his strategy. It has to be very fascinating. Because there are multiple ways you could do this. I mean, what you could do is kind of live commentate along the whole thing. And then if you actually, like, make some funny quip during the middle of the game, you know, you could take that and just put that straight in. You could just play the game, you know, mark down the funny parts. Yeah, so you're like, oh, well, 20 minutes into this recording, I had, like, a really funny bit where, like, a horse trampled me, blah, 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 and then do it that way. Or you could just kind of scrub through your footage and looking for the funny moments. But no matter what, he has to be going through a massive, massive, massive amount of, video.
The word you're looking for is footage.
Just content. Because it seems like it's got to be, like, these games are hours long. So if he's recording every second of them, it would be even more impressive if he does have voiceover the whole time. So he sifts through that and says, oh, did I actually know what was going on at this moment? And then if he does, he leaves it in and he's like, no, okay, then I need to re-record it. It seems like it's got to be a long editing process, analog film taking process, just take all that from all those games, because these are not small games. Like, one was a Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, one was Dark Souls he kind of did. That was a longer video, though. I don't think that fits into the category. One was Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Another one was, I'm trying to think of all the good ones. The Ghost Samurai game, I don't know the exact name. That was another one he did. So, like, these are not short games. This is not like, oh, I took the funniest moments in my round of Call of Duty and commentated over them. These are, like, large pieces that you would have to play through. And to only, like, cherry-pick the best out of it, obviously that's what's going to make his video so good. I don't think his upload schedule is the most consistent. But it definitely adds this extra flair to it. And now as an OG fan, a longtime fan, I get you could probably be annoyed. Because, like, I got to go there and I just cut to binge content because I had never seen it. But if you're waiting, that may become annoying. But it's like, when you know it's coming, it's going to be a good one. The best YouTuber I can compare it to is a favorite on the channel who I've talked about the first episode, which is Michael Reeves. So Michael Reeves, when he makes robots, it's a few and far between video. You're going to get one, like, every 4 months, maybe 6 months. But when it comes, you know it's going to be very good. And I think that would probably be the better way to describe those long videos. Like, obviously, he's got to play through the full game, find the best moments, edit it all, and all of that. But when it comes out, you know it's going to be a banger. You know it's going to be a great video. And he does it so well in a way I've never seen before. Like, I've never seen, I don't want to repeat myself, I've never seen such big games shrunk down. And to have it in that kind of bite-sized portion, you can kind of get a sense of a game super fast like that, is truly remarkable, and I have to applaud him for that. It was something I had never really experienced on the platform before, and, like, I don't know how to even grapple with it other than saying, like, I wish more people kind of made this. It takes a lot of time, but I think it's worth it to, as a viewer perspective. Now we're going to move on to a different style of video. His other style of video can only be described as cinematic masterpieces.
Grizzly Plays, you currently stand trial in front of the entire council for making the diamond pickaxe do a squeaky noise! We struggled so hard for so long for diamonds, and they don't work! Now, I don't mean to overreact here, but I think this is a war crime, and we vote Grizzly off the council!
Now, I have just gone and told you that I am not a fan of long videos. That's what I just said, literally seconds ago. Seconds ago, I said, no, I'm not the biggest fan of it. I'm not the biggest fan, I can't speak, of long videos. And I don't like them. I like to watch, you know, Push and Up. Well, he changed that, too. He managed to make the long videos I don't like shorter. You'd also pull me into his own long videos. And that is because of the cinematic masterpieces, as I said, that he makes. He has made some videos that are an hour long. And I have sat down and finished them to the end. I mean, part of it, I gotta be honest, is because I do want to research. That is, you know, something I have to do. I'm pulled in that way. But another part of it is because it was gripping. It was really good. I didn't know what was going on, and I wanted to see what happened. One of the most recent upload, which is 2 months ago at this point, and it's called The Hardest Minecraft Difficulty. It is an hour and 1 minute long. I watched the full thing. Maybe I skipped here and there, but very little. It's so good. He and like four other friends, I think one's Grizzly, one's Brixley, I said that wrong, and one's, insert name.
Condifiction. Also, Mac, it's pronounced Bisley. And this guy expects us to believe he researches.
I'm sorry, I forgot your name. But, and he does kind of this Minecraft at the hardest difficulty. And what happens is they're each kind of designated different parts of the game, like Charlie gets crafting, someone gets nature, someone gets the nether in the end, and then someone gets maybe mobs. So they're all designated these different parts of the game. And then what they do is they took 3 months, to all make them like different, to just change them up, make them hard, just make them the weirdest things possible. And then they all did that and they met back up. And then it seemed like a normal video. This seemed like any video I had seen before, you know, friends getting together. Oh, they're making like the hardest Minecraft. Okay, you know, that's understandable. I get all of that. And then the plot thickens. There becomes suddenly this plot where they're gods. I don't want to spoil it. Like, that's how much of a movie it is to me. I don't want to spoil it. And then they're sorting things out and blaming each other. And there's the tension in between the group of them. And you want to see what happens. You're like, oh my god, what's going to happen next? And now I have no... I mean, I feel like obviously some of this is scripted. But he is really good on his feet. And I wanted to watch that video till the damn end. It was super good. A bunch of people said on that video, which is 2 episodes, oh, guys, don't worry. He's just making another movie. And it's true. They did. The music was good. Everything was very good. And there were callbacks to other videos. It almost feels like he's creating like a Slimesicle cinematic universe. Because one of his most viewed videos, other than quick pause moment, Corn, which has 16 million views, which is 42 seconds long, which I don't know why it is a great video, but it is just a video called Corn. But it is Minecraft, but there's, but every 5 minutes there's a natural disaster. And that is only a 20-minute video, but has 12 million views. And that one, again, it feels like any regular Minecraft video that you have seen, like just like the normal type of stuff. Oh, it's friends. Okay, they're probably gonna do natural disasters. You know, oh, there's probably gonna be like a, you know, a tornado. They're gonna like run inside. Blah blah blah. Again, it turns into this whirlwind, pun intended. I feel like I had to throw a pun in there with Charlie. Whirlwind of emotions, and it sweeps you up, and he kind of was, I don't know, the improv within it, he seems to bring out the best in people too. I saw Schlatt in a dramatic role. Schlatt is in that video, and he's the one doing the natural disasters. I have never seen Schlatt in anything but kind of an ironic sense. Just making fun of people, being a funny person. Maybe on the Dream SMP, I played it up a little, but still, he was kind of like, play the role of like rude and belligerent there. It's almost like Charlie put Schlatt, Slimesicle's name is Charlie, by the way. Charlie put Schlatt in like an acting role. All of a sudden, Schlatt was this cold and calculating god trying to destroy everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, no. Hey. What have you got there?
Apple.
Oh, no.
Eat.
We're not going to fall for this shit again, guys.
I'm kind of dying of hunger, if you could just...
Oh, yeah, of course. I got this apple, actually. That was awesome. Thank you. All right, I'll see you.
That's like the nicest thing he's done for us.
What a nice guy.
What the... It was brought up questions about, you know, life itself. I had no idea what was going on, but I wanted to watch more. And to see this range of someone who is able to do these short, snappy, like 2-second bit videos, as well as this amazing long form, tied up your emotions video, is incredible. There is no other way to describe it than it's incredible. He has done a fantastic job. And I think when you have a creator with this much range and this much creative energy, like, obviously the name's creator, but I can describe him as creative. It seems like that every video, I feel like, has a direction, which is a hard sense to get for a lot of creators. To find it in a way so that all of your videos are kind of pointed in one, I mean, they all don't have to be the same direction. But he's almost able to keep like an ongoing theme through his videos, which I think is able to keep you there, because you are pulled in. Once you like start the video, you eventually like
within the first 2 minutes, you get this feeling. And with this feeling, you know, like, oh, like, this is what video it's kind of going to be. And then he keeps it consistently through the editing style and through the improv. And he just does a fantastic job. They're great. Now, this also leads to another point where I wanted to talk about Tubsicle. He is fantastic in collaboration. I've seen a team up with a variety of different creators. He has a very funny podcast with Schlatt and Ted Nivison. I really recommend that one. It's called the Chocolate Sandwich Podcast. Go to that one after you finish this. But basically, he interacts fantastic with people like Schlatt and Ted. He is very funny with them. He is able to take this role where I think, like I just said, he plays to where the content's going.
Ted, it's a nightlight, though. So I have a nightlight in my office. So there's nice. Another piece of little, that's some ammo for you right there. You can make fun that's of me for having cool. a nightlight.
No. I'm not going to make fun of you for having a nightlight.
What the fuck?
We're not going to stoop to your level, Ted.
Yeah, Ted.
What is my level?
Ted really just said, be as rude as I am to you, you know?
You're a sick beast. You're like a feral beast? You're like a feral hog running amok.
You call it a feral hog?
Feral hog running around.
Oh my god.
The West Coast. Amongst all the other feral hogs that live there.
Oh, I know.
That's all it is. It's just feral hogs in these zip up suits.
Yep.
I'm just at a loss for words.
A lot of people kind of get stuck in this factor of I'm always the bad guy, I'm always the good guy, I'm always the rage guy. And yeah, like, you may argue, like, what do you mean he's just playing COD? But you know, there are kind of things people fall into, these slots that make them, their videos entertaining. It's like a form or a structure. Oh, like, I'm going to be really good probably, and then there's going to be, like, one guy that's, like, annoying him, and then he's going to, like, 360 no-scope him. Oh, he's going to rage the whole time, his teammates are going to call him bad, then he's going to single-handedly clutch. A lot of times there's a formula. And I think what Charlie is able to do is he is able to change his role where he is very well. He's able to kind of sense what other people do and I think their structures and able to bounce off that, fling himself around, which if you're a Slamtickle fan, that may be funny to you because he has this dream of flinging himself into things at high speeds and not getting hurt. Don't know why. Don't question it. But he's able to fling himself kind of around, feel the room, feel the call, the Discord call per se, and then create this persona that's going that way. This mindset for the video that is forward in what the other creator is doing. And this is evident in his own videos, which I think he takes usually a more pivotal role, but it's also evident in other people's videos. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how long he's actually spent, but he's kind of recently become more involved with the Dream SMP people. I saw him go on the Dream SMP once, and then I saw him on a server with, I think, like Wilbur, and he also beat the game with Ranbu, which is a very great video. But he kind of has interacted with any single... like, I've never not seen good chemistry with Slimesicle, and that is the best way I could put it.
What's your downside? What's? Can you read it out when you get in, just for my chat?
My downside is that I work too hard. Yeah, sorry.
What makes you the wrong person for this company?
Well, you see, I guess my biggest negative is that I'm just too good.
I guess I'm just too honest is my biggest problem.
Yeah, that's always a big problem.
Yeah.
So, and I'm too honest about working too hard.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just too honest.
Like, sometimes you see people and they don't exactly work. It's just, it happens sometimes. The dynamic is off and they don't work. It's like they could be your two favorite creators, but like, I loved when PewDiePie played with, like, Toast and Ray and Sykuno and all that. And it was fun to see. But it was not, they were not in their wheelhouse together. They were not in a position where I think they would have thrived content-wise other than the fact that PewDiePie is playing with Sykuno. Now, I think with Charlie is he is always able to sense the content that is being created and then make it. And he does it incredibly well. And that's what I would say is almost a crowning achievement on him. He has this creative directive in his own mind and is also able to follow other people's. And it makes him amazing. I wish I learned about him more, and I think he's a great person to watch. If you want to see a change of sorts in YouTube content, because, yeah, it is different than regular person playing video games, and that is the only point that I think I can just beat in over and over and over. He is a great creator, and I hope you enjoy him. I think that he should be taking lessons from him. He's always nice. He's always great and genuine. And everywhere I've seen him, obviously he was involved in a little of a lunch club, which sucks. But I think he handled that incredibly well as well. Incredibly well, too. He has always been a stand-up guy in every situation I have seen him in. Just go support Slimesicle. That's all I can say.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate all the support you have been giving me recently. I love making this YouTube content. I think it's so fun. I just think it's awesome. I love it. Now, I'm trying to get some guests on, honestly. I got some things in motion, but it's like David trying to catch Goliath. Maybe I'll hit it at some point, but it feels very unlikely at the moment, but I'm going to keep on swinging for you guys. Because I really want to get an interview and talk to, like, a YouTuber. I think that would be really sick. That's where I want the channel to go. But thank you for your support. I'll see you next time. Goodbye.